it's kind of cold out here, and I am ready to get back to work. So this is a quick podcast episode, so I say. It is a combination of Thinking Thursday and Finance Friday. Again, if you're new to this podcast, I verbally process here. So don't hold things against me. I may be wrong and find something different in the future, but I always clarify. So first thing is this, as a part of Thinking Thursday, it's we talked about delegation last and didn't finish all my thoughts on it. The finishing thoughts right now are something small is better than nothing at all. So reading Atomic Habits, still going back over it again. And, you know, he talks about 1% improvement every day leads up to 37 times better. You are 37 times better at that skill at the end of the year. It may not work the same for time with teammates and delegating, but man, imagine just using or sending something off to someone for 1 hour a day. Like, that's so small. It's not much at all, but it makes a huge difference. It will make a huge difference. Before I got married, my fiance helped me out with the administration. Not only did it show her how much work really goes into this basketball training thing, it also helped to see how good it feels to delegate to someone, how good it feels to not have to sit down and do administrative emails. And I miss that. I definitely miss that. So we're going to start small, maybe 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, depending on what the cost per hour is for that person. And honestly, man, look, I'm such a fan of the Philippines in general. I want to visit, and the people there are great. They learn English. As soon as they learn Tagalog, yeah, that's the language in that part of the Philippines. Like, it's well worth it. So I was talking to my pastor yesterday, and he mentioned a quote, I believe from John D. Rockefeller, that 1% of 100 is better than 100% of me, right? And me being John D. Rockefeller. And I can see that. I can see that. So I'm working on trusting that 1% of someone else and not the 100% of me, because these emails are taking too long to get back to, because I'd rather be doing something different. I'd rather not change little Johnny's appointment from Friday to Monday and do those things that definitely need to be done, especially when a customer can do that on their own. So that's going to be delegated again. Also, something about adding value. I used the Theragun for the first time yesterday. It wasn't a Theragun. It was a different gun. I guess Theragun almost has a brand dominance on that product almost. But man, like the entire recovery portion that I've never done as an athlete, you get used to grinding instead of sculpting and operating at 50%, 60%, 70%, and getting familiar with that being the new normal. But man, when you recover, when you actually stretch, when you actually use cryotherapy, when you actually get a water jet, a solo jet where it's a water massage, when you get the Theragun used on you, when you use Normatec, I mean, we did all those things. We even had Nucom where we had like REM sleep for a brief period of time. It was very relaxing. And I'm thinking, first and foremost, let me get this Theragun so I can use this for my trainees after the training session so that they feel refreshed and they actually get more mobility and they have more durability and they have better recovery from their training sessions and they feel good when they leave. That is definitely an added value, and stretching as well. The second thing is I wanted to tell people about this recovery suite immediately, so I can imagine what customers feel when they get a great service. All that being said, yep, word of mouth is for sure the best bet. How do you exponentially increase word of mouth so that it's viral and not just organic people talking? I mean, both are great. I think free clinics or bring a friend clinics, things of that nature are great. But first and foremost is doing a great job. So the way I wanted to tell people about the recovery suite and have been telling people about it and sharing and singing praises is what I hope that we are providing for our prospects so that they want to do the same thing. It's time to get back to work. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you all on MLK Day. Thank you for listening. Quick word from our sponsor, Hoops Institute. Personal plug, shameless plug, the best
website platform out there for basketball trainers. If you need a calendar to save you time scheduling, we've saved trainers 4+ hours per week in their scheduling. If you need something that's going to help you double your sales, then we've done that as well through our funnels and our other processes. Ask Gabe Macias. If you need something that's going to have your conversations in one place, your text message, emails, Facebook Messenger, Instagram direct message, then we have that for you as well. So check out the playbook from Hoops Institute. It is the best basketball trainer website platform out there. You will not regret it. We have a 30-day free trial. Just click the link in the description and you can get started as soon as you want.